Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Let's go behind the mask.
Welcome back, man, to another BTM conversation with myself, Takeo Spikes. Yes, I am the host alongside one of my favorites of all time over here. He goes by...
Your favorite plus size model, Two-Tone Ray, is in the building. You see it.
What's happening, Two?
Hey, man, I'm chilling, baby. Another day in paradise.
Well, all right, then. Another day in paradise. Man, we got a little topic to talk about.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is due to the fact of Cam Newton.
Mm.
Like, none of us didn't even expect to see him come back in into this season. He came back, signed halfway throughout the season with the Carolina Panthers, where his career started, and now look what he was able to do in less than a week of preparation.
Yeah.
Came in and got the dub over the Arizona Cardinals, man.
Mm-hmm. Arizona, one of the surprise teams of this year in the NFL. I didn't think Arizona would be as good as they are. Everybody had that written off as a win for Arizona. They go to 9-1, but they're 8-2 right now. Cam Newton came back, like you said, did his thing, and I think what it showed was how he still is such a polarizing presence in Carolina, right?
Right. Yep.
He didn't throw 4 million touchdowns. You know, he didn't all these yards and everything, but he gave something else in that locker room, a spark, a much needed spark to a team that's kind of teetering right around 500 right now. I think they're 5-5.
They are.
Thanks to Cam. You know, scoring a couple of touchdowns. But now they have an opportunity to kind of push forward and see what they can do down the stretch. And we always say, they remember what you do in November.
Nah, no doubt. And I think the big thing is what Cam was able to do, come into a game, Sam Darnold, he's out on injured reserve, messed up his scapula in his shoulder. And the thing that was most impressive, they went on the road to Arizona, up their record up to 5-5. And I think the most important thing about their record, they have yet to take a loss inside of the division in the NFC South. So, which leads me to believe, I think they may have a shot of sneaking into the playoffs depending on how Cam performs. And the reason why I say that is, let's be honest, when you look at the big picture of the Cardinals, these guys, Murray was out, Kyler Murray was out, DeAndre Hopkins, he was out.
Yeah.
Two of their best players on the team, they went to Arizona and gave him a beatdown, 34-10. Now, Cam came in, 2 touchdowns, threw for one, ran for another. My thing is this resurgence for real? Because we have yet to see, I didn't even think that he would come back in, to be honest with you, and play for another team this year.
Overcoming the odds, rewriting the playbook, delivering under pressure. The MVPs of small business lead their teams to victory all year long. Visa is proud to provide playmakers everywhere with more tools to help grow their business and help them achieve even greater success. Because the more people we can empower, the more we all win.
Visa, a network giving small businesses tools to grow.
You didn't think he was going to get back on the roster?
I didn't think, not because he couldn't get on the roster. It was just because his contribution, I think more than anything, coming in as a quarterback. We saw it with OBJ.
Yeah.
He only played, I think, want to say the first few series of the game.
Mm-hmm.
The lack of him not being there and understanding the dialogue or the terminology of the playbook, and you're the quarterback, not only do you have to understand the terminology, but you got to be able to make audibles and adjustment as you see need be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm so surprised to see Cam still – he was as productive. Granted, they gave him a small sample size, but he did what he had to do with it.
Absolutely.
And that was impressive.
Yeah, I think so. I'm with you on that. And, you know, one of the things that we did say on a previous episode, we agreed with Cam when he said there aren't 32 quarterbacks in the NFL that are better than him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now, he's older, longer into his career, older player right now, but he still can be productive. He's still obviously can throw the ball a little bit, you know what I mean? And, you got one of the best running backs in the league that's back now healthy as well, Christian McCaffrey. So if McCaffrey can lead the way for the Panthers, let Cam get back into that offense. Like you said, it will be maybe some different terminologies. But one thing he has on that team, in that locker room, is his leadership ability. Like, that's not going to go away. I don't care how many bad seasons he's had. I don't care how many. Anyway, so everybody knows that. The kids know that, that the young kids that are coming into the locker room, the veterans that played with him before, they know that Cam Newton is still a leader. And they're going to give him an opportunity. You know, obviously, Sam Darnold had an up and down first half of the season, got injured. But now you have your quarterback. I don't know if it's a quarterback of the future. I'm not going to say that. I'm pretty sure the Panthers are going to have to draft another quarterback next year. However, to your point, if they want to get to the playoffs this year with Cam, you have that battery in your back. Always talk about that light.
Yep.
This might be the person. You got to look at the schedule coming up. They got the Washington football team.
Yep.
Coming up this week, right? Mm-hmm. We'll talk about them. The Dolphins. Then they have the Falcons. Once, and I believe the Saints twice.
Saints twice, the Bills and
the Bills and the Bucks, yeah.
And the Bucks.
And the Bucks. Or the Bucks twice and the Saints once.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, in a division, if they can split the division, if they can win the games they're supposed to win, right, after beating the Cardinals, you got to feel like, you know, we can actually beat anybody. You know what I'm saying? Washington football team and the Dolphins and the Falcons, those are three games. If you're really on your game plan, you probably can get a W, man.
Listen, like, and the more and more we talk about this, I'm beginning to believe the hype. And it ain't so much like, look, I think we all can agree on when you look at Cam Newton, one thing that he brings to the table, you talked about the polarizing figure. I also do believe certain players bring along a little juice with them that for the players who straddle the fence, who really don't know whether or not if they want to be good slash great, like, he's that guy to get them over the hump, to make them believe.
Yeah.
And we know he has that type of personality. I think the big thing is when you look at the supporting cast, you talked about the games that they got coming up, the supporting cast, you look at his defense, ranked the number two defense in the National Football League. And what's so surprising to me is to see the guys who they went and picked up during the season, really. Yeah. You know, you look at the cornerbacks. They went and picked up Stephon Gilmore, right? Picked him up. I think it's impressive that the fact that they went and picked up two corners. Yeah. Neither one of them even played training camp, and they still have the number two defensive unit in the league. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we got to talk about, shout out to Brian Burns.
Absolutely.
Listen, man, he came on the podcast and told us that he was going to have an outstanding year. And right now has 6.5 sacks, well, 6 sacks. Haseem Reddick on the other side got 9.5 to lead the league, well, to be in top 5 in the league when it comes to sacks. So when I look at the support system that's around Cam, meaning they can buy him time until he really get caught up and get a little bit better and better. And they're playing football to where they're not turning the football over.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making teams beat them the hard way, too.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think when you have that veteran presence in your locker room, that's only going to help. I think if there's anything that I would be a little bit skeptical about is that the NFC, you got to believe that Tampa's going to get it together and make a run, right? So to get out of that division, the NFC South, they have to at least be in second place. I don't believe they're going to catch Tampa. I just don't believe that, right?
Yeah.
So they have an opportunity to catch the Saints because, you know, Jameis is not there anymore. They have Ingram back, but at the same time, if they can beat the Saints and have some other things work out in that conference, they can win. It's still an uphill sled, right? An uphill trek. But when have we ever seen a quarterback come in midseason, right, take over a team, bring them to the playoffs? Midseason now.
I'm thinking.
Because we got 10, they're 5-5, so you got 7 more games with the extended game this year. 7 more games.
Yep.
So he has to at least go 5-2 down the stretch, 4-3 down the stretch to have a hope to get into the playoffs. That's going to be the difficult part. You know, right now people don't have the large sample size of Cam Newton. He's been out for a little bit, you know. However, you know, like I know, Spice, after that third game, those tendencies start to come up.
Yep.
So whatever Cam did previously, you know, in New England or in Carolina before, the defensive coordinators, they're going to find out who this 2021 Cam Newton is. And once they find that out, they're going to game plan for him and try to stop him. Is that enough? Does he have enough in the tank? Fresh legs now. Does he have enough in the tank to have a 5-2, 4-3 record down the stretch and get the Panthers into the playoffs? I think that's the key.
This segment is brought to you by McDonald's, proudly serving communities since 1965, which takes me back to my childhood years playing Pop Warner football. We were playing for the championship and we were down at halftime. Our coach was looking for something motivational
So what did he do? He looked at us and said, guys, if you do what you're supposed to do and win this football game, I'm taking everybody to McDonald's. Immediately, my mind went to, oh my goodness, I can't pass up this apple pie. So what did we do? Went out second half, beat the football team, won the championship, and we all indulge at McDonald's. Ba-da-da-da-dun. I'm loving it.
Well, I don't think you can not necessarily exclude them from winning the division from a mathematical standpoint, because they're 2-0 in the division right now.
Yeah.
Tampa is struggling.
Facts.
New Orleans is struggling. New quarterback, Trevor Siemian, yeah, he's coming in, he's made plays, but they really do have a true opportunity. Yeah. So this is not a team that's just like coleslaw, like they just horrible. No. And even if they don't win the division, they still have a great opportunity for one of the wild card spots. Yeah. Now there's going to be, what, three teams?
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you look at this, I'm intrigued. That's all I'm saying. And big Cam Newton fan, I always appreciate what he brought to the game. Mm-hmm. Also to that school back on the plains, Auburn. That's that War Eagle call, big dog. Making sure you stay up, because we whooped that ass to Ole Miss.
Yeah, sorry. I took an L this last weekend too, though. But yeah, that's neither here nor there.
We'll be talking about next week. So with that being said, the Washington football team, question for you. Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Ron Rivera was going to sign him last year, even when he was on the street now, before he went to New England. And obviously that didn't happen. I think the reason why it didn't happen, and he came out and said it, Ron Rivera said, look, Cam is a great talent. But the thing what we have going here, he said, I feel the need to give Dwayne Haskins a true shot and not have him looking over his shoulder. And so he did that. And so he did without. And so now you see the debacle they're having at quarterback, even though they came up with a big win against Tampa. So when you look at this matchup coming up this week, Cam is playing his former head coach.
Mm-hmm.
How do you see this shaking out, bro?
Man, I think that Cam has an opportunity to get a victory. And the reason why, I'm going to tell you why. Because the Washington football team, they are still searching for an identity, right? Defensively.
I'm going to be searching for it. Man, give me that charger for my computer dial.
Half the time they're looking for are they able to stop the run? Are they able to stop the pass? You know what I'm saying? Like, what can they do well? And that's the one thing that we don't know collectively on that football team, to where they can get victories. And I think with that being said, I think that Cam has an opportunity to come in and actually surprise them. Again, that spark showing, okay, we're back. We actually have an opportunity. It's not, you know, oh, we're losing more games. We have an opportunity to possibly make some noise in the NFC, come out and win some football games and make the playoffs. The goals are still ahead of the Panthers. So I think Cam, he didn't have to do much. Let McCaffrey run the ball, right?
That's key.
When you get to the end zone, key. Just like we saw last week, Cam could get a quarterback sneak or a quick bootleg to get out to the end zone to score a touchdown. He's still that big 6'4", 6'5" figure that can move the pile and get into the end zone. He wants it. You saw how he ran for that 2-yard touch? He wants it. And when you have a player that wants it, that still have something to prove this many years in the league, I think he has an opportunity to win, man.
No, and I think you said it best. The supporting cast, we talked about the defense, and it came to mind. C.J. Henderson, the other corner, who they picked up in a trade from the Jacksonville Jaguars, I think 2 years ago. He was their first-round pick. So long, Jacksonville. They're struggling right now, so I know he's in heaven. But when you talk about McCaffrey, I think this is the most important thing. He just came off of injured reserve a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's recorded over 100 yards in the previous two games since he's came back, including a 161-yard outing last week. And so now that he's back, he has an opportunity to be more effective, going back to his old form when he was in 2019, right? That was Cam Newton's final year with the Panthers. And so when I see all of this and you see that he got over 1,300 yards, 15 touchdowns, like that was amazing.
Yeah.
But when you put this conflict of interest against a Washington football team still trying to find themselves, I really like the chances and the momentum that the Carolina Panthers got an opportunity. Cam is going to obviously get more reps throughout the week. I think the sample size still will be small, but expect to see a lot of zone read, two-man game out of him and Christian McCaffrey.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think the main thing when you look at the Washington football team, they do, like I said, they do one thing well, one thing not so well, right? Terrible with the run.
Yep.
Great with the run, I should say.
Great with the run.
Terrible against the pass.
Yep.
So what is it like? I think close to 300 yards a game passing, something like that.
They're ranked 28th in the league when it comes to stopping the pass.
Now, if you can get McCaffrey in the flats, in those screen routes, and still keep him honest, like you said, with the zone rerunning the ball, what is that defense going to do? And then offensively, can they hold up to the Panthers' defense? I think that's the key right there. And like you said, I think this game, for me, if I had to pick them, this is a layup for the Panthers to win. And that, to your point, creates the momentum going into the latter half of the month, going into the fourth quarter of the season. And now you're like, okay, we have some things to build on and work on. Everything we want is ahead of us.
So, I mean, with all of that being said, who are you picking, sir?
Oh, I'm definitely going with my former team, the Panthers. You kidding me? Keep pounding, baby.
I just want to see the allegiance. All where
day.
It's at.
All day, every day.
I don't have a dog in the fight. But when I look at this, this game is going to be a lot of high emotions. Cam wants to beat Chico, and I mean Ron Rivera. That's what we call him. That's what we call him as players.
No doubt.
And if you know him. And so I do believe I'm looking forward to seeing this game.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make it a point to make sure I watch it. So I'm taking the Carolina Panthers because Brian Burns requested me to do so. And that's what I'm going to do.
It is. We're going to see what's going to happen. Make sure you guys subscribe to the Behind the Mask podcast. Follow us on all social media platforms at the BTM podcast. Like, comment, share, tell a friend to tell a friend. Remember, we're going to do this every week on the Behind the Mask podcast. There's only one rule. There are no rules. Let's go.
Get it.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.